The Matt Rife special just dropped on Netflix, and I have some thoughts. Before I even start, I know a lot of you clicking on this are probably thinking, oh, you just made this video to get views. You caught me.
Oh no, they figured me out.
I feel such tremendous shame. That's right. I'm a comedian with a YouTube channel that focuses on helping other comics get better. It's perfectly fitting for me to talk about the most popular comic currently out there. It's not like I crowbarred in a video about Joe Smith's wife and baby alien.
I heard baby alien was in here. Come here, little puppy.
Another surprise.
Hey, now that we have that out of the way, this video is mainly for comics. So if you're a big Matt Rife fan or a big Matt Rife hater, this isn't going to satisfy you. Comics. Here's the first thing I thought about when I watched Matt Rife's special.
He just did one of my jokes.
That's right. I have an entire chunk based on dating. And the end part of it is how I'm only going to start dating women in nursing homes and hospice. Because think about it, ladies. Anybody could have been your first. I want to be your last. I made a video just a few days ago about parallel thinking. And so I now have to what? Drop that joke. Matt Rife didn't steal it from me. He's never seen me do it. I've never put it online. I've been doing it for probably about 5 years now, maybe longer, maybe 10. I don't know. I let my stuff get stale if it works, if it kills every time I perform. I have to drop that joke now because Matt Rife is the hottest, most talked about comic, and millions of people are going to watch his special. If they see me afterwards, they're going to think I stole it. Last night before I even watched the special, I was scrolling through X, formerly known as Twitter, looking at the live reactions of people who viewed it. Man, it was a mixed bag. There were tons of people saying it was their favorite special they've ever seen, big Matt Rife fans. There was this whole other group of people saying it wasn't funny, they didn't like it. That's always going to happen. By the way, there's always going to be people that don't like things. And to those people, I say, you know what? It's not for you. You don't have to watch it. Nobody's putting a gun to your head. But there was a very interesting group that I saw. It goes back to one of my videos about how crowd work is killing comedy. So, of course, I'm going to relate to what they're saying. I didn't know if it was true or not, but a lot of comments about how they're big Matt Rife fans, but it seems like his clips that are on TikTok, especially the crowd work, is much better than what his special was. So just something to keep in mind. Now, why does Matt Rife get so much hate, especially from fellow comics? Because we're jealous. We're petty, judgmental, envious, shit-talking group of people that like to tear people down. It's part of the job requirement. One thing I've heard a lot from comics is the concept of, it's not fair. Who told you it was supposed to be fair? My dad leaving before I was born wasn't fair either. Guess what? I still have to grow up and live with that. I have to overcome whatever my stuff is. Don't expect fairness. Be the best you can be. Overcome the obstacles. Stop bitching and moaning about that. Yes, Matt Rife is probably the most handsome male comic who's ever been famous.
Pause, bro.
Deal with it. What do you care? I'm not competing with Matt Rife. I'm competing with Rich Williams. As I said before, comedy is not boxing. It's golf. Be better than you were yesterday. Be better this next set than you were all the sets before. Rife has become a cultural phenomenon, not only because he's good looking, but he produces and puts out tons of funny material on TikTok and whatever other social media. And then here's the other secret sauce. He's dated famous women. So all of the fame from those people are attached to all of his fame. Like somebody said in the Discord, Travis Kelce is undoubtedly a Hall of Fame player. But think about how popular he is now that he's dating Taylor Swift. I mean, you combine those two things, it becomes this massive Barbenheimer type of creation. When I was in the thick of things in Hollywood, there were two comics I knew that I was friends with that all of a sudden they got all this heat. They got a big manager. They both did the Montreal Just for Laughs showcase. And I was so stuck in my head of This isn't fair. They don't have the goods yet. Why not me? I built up a resentment towards them. It wasn't because I didn't like them personally. I love them. I mean, they're great guys. But I was just like, this doesn't make any sense. And this is all rigged. And me. I was just projecting all of my fears and my anxieties onto these two comics that were literally my friends. And then one day I realized, well, they didn't take my spot. I didn't even have an audition this year. Once I let go of that jealousy, once I let go of hating on other comics, I started getting all kinds of opportunities. Because people will want me for me or not want me for me. So how do I bring out the best package of that? How do I improve so that it's a definite yes instead of a maybe? It's okay as a comic with other comics to take shots at each other or about someone who's made it really big. It's part of our nature. Just don't do it publicly, okay? Because that doesn't benefit anyone. It certainly doesn't benefit you because people are going to see you as the typical whiner, the person, they're going to really look at you and go, okay, how many TikToks have you put up? You're still doing jokes you've been doing for the last 5 years at every show you do. So before you start piling on to a successful comic who you may not think deserves their fame or their success, think about all the ways you've quit. All the ways you didn't do what that person is doing. Learn from their success. See what parts you can use for yourself. Okay, Matt Rife puts out, I don't even know what it is, but he puts out 2 TikToks a day. Maybe I should do 2 TikToks a day. Maybe I should do 4. Matt Rife has 3 specials out in 2 years. Again, I don't know what it is. Maybe I should have more than just 45 minutes of my own material. If I'm so good, why don't I have 3 hours of material? If I should be seen as way up here, why don't I act like that? Use Matt Rife's success as a motivator for yourself. I'm not going to criticize his special. It's not my place. I'm just an audience member. If it's not for me, I won't watch it. If it is for me, I'll watch it and enjoy it. But I can learn a lot from him. And all the different things he's done to create his own success. I wish nothing but the best for Matt Rife. I hope that he surpasses the success and reaches a stratosphere his mind can't even comprehend. I hope he continues to grow as a comic. And I appreciate the lessons I get from watching how he's done it. And for those of you who think that it's only based on his good looks, you're completely wrong. Or start hitting the gym.